Well, it's fair to say it hasn't been a great few days for Yarra Valley Grammar. The news broke late last week that there'd been this, I'll call it the ranking or the rating scandal. A small number of boys in Year 11 decided to rate some of their female co-students, and at least one word they used in the ratings, the word unrapeable, was incredibly offensive. Two of those boys have now been expelled. Principal at Yarra Valley Grammar School, Dr. Mark Merry, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Well, I'm well. It's been a difficult time for you the last few days.
Yeah, but I think more difficult for the young students who are targeted by this post. They're doing it a bit tough. Fortunately, the other students in the year level have really rallied around. Both boys and girls have really rallied around and got their backs, and I think that level of support is going to be what sees them through.
And what about ex-students? I saw somewhere that a petition signed by 118 old boys and girls had been sent to you to expel the boys involved. Is that true?
I haven't seen it. And one thing I want to make is as clear as I possibly can, Tom, we are not persuaded by that kind of petitional thinking. We have to act in the best interest of our students. Sometimes that means students need to leave, but those decisions are made by us at the right time for the right reason.
I read a few days ago that the details of this case were going to be forwarded or reported to Victoria Police. Did that happen?
It did. And the Dean of Students here, Julie Hall, is liaising with Knox. And Knox is where the Socket Unit is, the Sexual Offences Unit, and they're dealing with it. And they're assisting us in working out if any criminality was involved.
Now, the two students who have been expelled, why have you taken the decision to do that?
It's the very last decision any principal would take to exclude a student from their school, because in many ways, I think that signals a failure. Our first impulse is to try and work with the young people, to educate them, to restore them and get them back into school with some sort of consequence attached to that. But just sometimes you've got to think of the other students and the victims concerned, and it would be untenable, in my view, for students to continue after this kind of thing has happened.
Was the language they used, and in particular the word unrapeable, is that what sealed their fate?
Disgraceful. I think so. I think there are some things which are beyond the pale, and I would, in my 15 years as principal at this school, this would be the most serious discipline matter I've had to deal with. So that gives you a rough idea what we're dealing with here.
Have you spoken directly to the parents of the boys? And if so, what was their reaction?
Look, our head of campus, head of senior school, has been dealing directly with the parents. Look, the parents are appalled. They're good people. They're good families. They're as appalled as anyone by this. And they're bewildered. They're trying to make sense of it as well. And there are no winners in this.
No.
There are absolute no winners in this. The young women who were targeted, the broader school community, the young men who did the wrong thing, their families, everyone's lost on this. But what we've learnt from this, I think, if the takeaway from this is, oh, Yarra Valley Grammar's got a problem with sexism, we have lost an opportunity. What I think is the issue is we and all of us have an issue around this, and it's permeating all schools. It's in the workplace. It's in the home. It's out there. And we, you guys in the media who are very clear on your views on this, we as educators, parents, co-workers, friends, family members, all of us need to stand up and just call this out. And I think, yes, we're dealing with a problem in-house that we've got here. But I think if all that we learn from all of this is, oh, well, look, they've got a problem and we're okay, we've missed an opportunity.
I'm told that the boys who have now been expelled had taken part very recently in a respectful relationships course. Does their behaviour imply that those courses don't really work?
Well, it implies that we need to look, and we are. We're reviewing everything we do. Yeah, remembering that we've got 1,850 students here at the school, and we're talking about the conduct of, say, two, with perhaps lesser poor conduct by some others, but generally talking about two students out of 850. So they largely work, but if anything falls through the net, then we have to look at it again and see what we can do better. So we are reviewing what we do. We do run respect for relationship courses for each year level. Everything we talk about, every word that's uttered in this place talks about the dignity of individual people, about the need for us to accept and look after each other and to care for each other. But even so, this can still happen. So we can't rest on our laurels.
On the girls involved, you've said that they've received counselling since this became public knowledge. But how badly are they hurt or offended by this?
Very hurt. Very hurt. I met with all of their parents yesterday, and because I wanted to brief them directly, but also hear directly from them firsthand the impact it's had on them and their families. And the overwhelming sentiment was one of sadness and the fact that the young people had been hurt, and somewhere along the line we have to try and repair that. I am really heartened that they have great confidence that the school will address this and that we are moving in the right direction. But they are hurt. They're angry. They want something done. They want their young people to be able to feel safe and being good about being back in the school. And that's our job from here on in.
Are you worried that the reputation of Yarra Valley Grammar School has been badly affected?
Yes. But that's a secondary concern, to be brutally honest. My primary one is I'm more worried about these young people and how we can make them feel good about being in the place again. We can make them feel supported and we can make them feel as if, you know, the school takes this seriously and the school has our back. Of course, I'm concerned that, you know, the actions of a very, very small minority can tar the way, you know, 1,850 kids might be seen, and that really is a tragedy in itself, because we've got wonderful kids out here. When I spoke to the Year 11s yesterday, I said, listen, guys, what you can do now is help us support your fellow students. They stepped up, you know, they really rallied around, and that, to me, says more about the kids here than what we've been seeing, I suppose, reported in the media recently.
And finally, the two boys who have been expelled, do you think this will be a wake-up call for them? Like, do they understand that, you know, with actions come consequences?
Yes, I think so. And then pretty tough consequences, to be brutally honest. But one of the things I'll be doing and are doing is looking to try and relocate them to another school so that they have a fresh start. You can't just throw kids away. You need to be able to, yes, have consequences and sometimes have tough consequences. But you also need to understand that these are 16-year-old boys and they need a fresh start and they need to get on with it, having learned something from the experience.
Will another private school take them, do you think?
Yes. And I think yes. And already I'm organising an interview with one other school. And the reason being, all of us as principals know that there are times when we'll be called upon to offer an option to a colleague. And so it's happened to me before. Someone's rung me and said, Mark, look, this student's done the wrong thing. I need him to have a home somewhere to have a fresh start. Are you able to help out? And I'll say, yeah, I can do that, because I know that that'll be returned at some point.
Look, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Mark Merry there, principal at Yarra Valley Grammar School. And I do appreciate you speaking so candidly to us, because I know for you as headmaster or principal, it is not an easy time.